Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Welcome to Live with Passion. I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I love the fact that you've tuned into the program today. I'm going to be talking about how you can hear God's voice. Get ready for this. I want to share with you from Exodus chapter 3. Moses said to God, "If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "Tell them, 'I am who am.'" And God said, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am sent me to you.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I preach, I travel around the country, as you know, and go to all these different cities and churches. And whenever I preach, I bring with me a little booklet called The Word Among Us. And The Word Among Us is a booklet that has the scripture readings for the month in it. And I give them out to the people that come to the mission. I'll bring 600 or so. I ask them to take one per family. And it has the mass readings. It has a little commentary in there. And it's something that I give to people because when I was 18 years old, I came to the scriptures. I came to the Bible. And as I started to read, you know, I had fallen away from the church at the time and wasn't going to church and just searching in my life. And I finally came upon Matthew 7:7, and this is what I read. "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks will find. And to the one who knocks, it will be opened." And when I read that, it was just like boxing glove hit me right in the nose. And this is one of the first times that I ever heard God's voice. And I heard God's voice come through the scriptures. Of course, the scriptures are, they're God breathed. And that's what it means to be inspired, God breathed. And since that time, I have heard the voice of God so many times, encouraging me and supporting me, inspiring me, helping me through the scriptures. That's why whenever I go to preach, I always give out The Word Among Us, because I want my people, usually they're Catholic, but other denominations come too now that I'm on TV, but I want the people that come to my missions reading the Word of God day after day after day, and eventually something's going to happen. You may not hear from God right away, but if you stick with it, and if you persist, and if you keep pursuing God in the scriptures, it's amazing how that God-breathed word will touch you. So one of the main ways that you can hear from God, and you can hear from God, is through the scriptures, through the word of God. And I love the reading that we had today. It was Exodus chapter 3. And you know the scene, it's Moses is in the desert, and he sees this burning bush. And he goes over to the burning bush, and he goes over and takes a look. You know, why is that bush all of a sudden he hears a voice, and it's the voice of God. And it's God asking him to lead the Hebrew people out of Egypt. Now, you have to understand about Moses. Moses was insecure. He stuttered. He wasn't good in front of people. And so he goes, you know, "Who shall I say sent me?" And I love what God says. "I am who am." Now, I've studied a lot of philosophy. So I just wanted to let you know, Moses heard the voice of God, and you can hear the voice of God too. I've studied a lot of philosophy in preparation for the seminary and my ordination as a priest. I remember some of my philosophy classes, Descartes talked about existence. You know, so many of these philosophers down throughout the ages spend time talking about what it means to exist. Descartes said, for example, "I think, therefore I am." I've changed that to "I love, therefore I am." But it's that whole thing, that whole study, that whole discipline of philosophy is trying to discover what it means to exist, what it means to be. And I remember studying philosophy. It was such an important discipline, and it was so good. And existence is so important. And that's what we're talking about here. God is saying to Moses, I am the one who exists, and you exist in me. The Bible says that in God, we live and move and have our being. Most people are oblivious to this. They just think, oh, you know, I just kind of came into being and I don't see God. I guess I just kind of exist on my own. Get this now. In God, we live and move and have our being. You must understand this. God is the one who created us from nothing. God is the one who sustains us. God is existence. We live in God, whether you're aware of it or not. One time, there was a fish who was swimming in the ocean. And he looked at the fish next to him and he goes, hey, where's the ocean? Fish looked back at him and said, the ocean? It's what you're swimming in. People go, where's God? It's what you're swimming in. Trust me, you wouldn't be breathing. Your heart wouldn't be beating. You wouldn't have self-knowledge or self-awareness. You wouldn't have existence if you didn't exist in God, because God is existence and we exist in God. So I love that word, I am. And God says, basically, if you want to know what I am to be. I exist. And that's what he taught Moses. And you know, Moses needed to hear that because Moses was so insecure. As I said, he stuttered. He didn't think he could do it. But in God, Moses became strong and a leader and had a new courage. I want to tell you, you exist in God, the one who is, the one who called everything into being, the one who has the power. So enough of this, I'm afraid, or I can't do it, or I'm insecure, or I'm no good. You don't exist in yourself. You exist in God. Listen to how Jesus talked about himself, for example. He would say things like, I am the good shepherd. Now, he's using that when he says, I am, the word in the Greek is ego eimi. And that is the same exact word that God used for himself. So I heard one scripture scholar say, the highest claim for divinity that Jesus uses in the New Testament, because Jesus never really says, I am the Son of God. Rather, he says, I am the Good Shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. I am the resurrection. So he never really says, I am the Son of God. But the highest claim for divinity is when Jesus uses that phrase, I am. And what's he doing? He's hearkening back to the desert, where God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and God reveals himself to Moses. Moses hears his voice, and what does God tell Moses? I am. And so you hear Jesus in the New Testament speaking about himself very positively. He will always speak about himself very positively. I am the good shepherd. I am the one who leads the sheep. I am the resurrection. I am the one who has been raised from the dead and will rise from the dead. I am the vine. You get your life through me. I am the light of the world. You can see through me. You can make your way through life through me. I am the way and the life and the truth. So Jesus is always speaking about himself in a very positive way. Oh, if only people would speak about themselves in a positive way. How often do I go golfing? It's like they hit a bad shot. I am such a dummy. I am so stupid. Or how many people say about themselves, I am tired. I can't do it. I'm so insecure. I feel ugly. That's the way people think about themselves and talk about themselves. Sometimes they talk out loud. Sometimes they just think about themselves. So what they're doing is they're saying, I exist in myself and this is the way I feel. Therefore, that's the way I am. Remember what Descartes said, the great philosopher? I think, therefore I am. Most people are, I feel, therefore that's the way I am. I feel tired. That's the way I am. I feel depressed. That's the way I am. They're existing in themselves, or so they think. But as I told you, we don't exist in ourselves. We exist in God. Remember, we're swimming in God. So why not take on in deep in your being the attributes of God? I am who I am. And speak positively about yourself. What does the scripture, for example, say about who we are? I am anointed. That comes right from 1 John. You are anointed with the Holy Spirit, whether you know it or not. So what I do before every time I preach or I go somewhere, I make a positive confession about myself. I may feel tired, or I may feel afraid, or I may feel like I'm unworthy or insecure. I always feel like that. You know, we feel like that because we're human. But I make a positive confession. That's what one of the ways that the Bible really helps me. Remember, you can hear the voice of God from the Bible, from the scriptures. Scripture means sacred writings. Bible means books, the books that are all woven together, the books of scripture. And what I say is things like, before I go out on a preaching campaign, I'll say, I am anointed. I am loved. I am blessed. I am called. I am chosen. I am God's masterpiece. I am able. And you know, as you do that, it's amazing how courage will rise up within you. Remember now, Moses was insecure. He stuttered. He needed God to say, I am. And what he did is he plugged into that existence of God. He plugged into the strength of God. He plugged into the power of God. And Moses became a great leader. Yeah, he stuttered. Yeah, he was insecure. But he rose above that because he realized that he didn't just exist independent from God. He existed in God, who is the great I am. So it's really important not to go just on your feelings. It's important to proclaim and confess who you truly are from what the Bible says about you. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. I'm saying that from memory because I confess that all the time. You know, I go on the road, I feel tired, I feel beat up, I feel afraid, I feel all these different things, but I don't exist in my feelings. I don't exist in myself. We live and move and have our being in God. Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Well, that was the great statement of philosophy. I exist in God, therefore I am. And so do you. And you can rise above the feelings of depression and fear and loneliness and grieving and insecurity, and all these different feelings, emotions. I'm Italian. I have them. You have them. We're human. They come against everybody. And it's okay to feel. That's an authentic part of who we are as humans. But don't let them determine who you are. Read what the Word of God says. That's why I give the scriptures out to people wherever I go. That's why I encourage you to read the scriptures. Because you will discover who you are. You will hear the voice of God in the scriptures. And let's just do a little quick quiz here. Here's the quiz. Very simple. In which do you hear the voice of God? A, I can't. B, I can. Of course, it's B. Because the voice of God is always positive. And you have to understand that about your life in the scriptures. Positive things. Remember what I said about Jesus. He always spoke positively about his life. I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection. You never hear Jesus speaking negatively about himself. And in the same way, quit talking about yourself as I am tired or I am ugly. I remember one time a preacher had an altar call. You know what an altar call is? That's when you invite people forward for ministry, usually to give your life to Christ. Well, this preacher had an altar call for ugly people. She said, if you feel ugly, if you're ugly, if you think you're ugly, come forward. Well, all these people came, amazingly, surprisingly, a lot of people came forward. Because that's epidemic today. People feel ugly about themselves. And one woman that came forward could have been a model. She was like 24 years old, blonde hair, gorgeous complexion. And the preacher saw her, went over to her and said, excuse me, I don't think you understood. This altar call is for ugly people. And she said, I feel ugly. And that's the way a lot of you feel. And I want to tell you, you can overcome that by speaking what you truly are. You don't exist just in your looks, even if you are good looking or you feel like you're not good looking. And you don't exist just in your emotions. And it's not just because you think you are. You exist in God. And you are because God is. And read what God says about you and become who you truly are. Anointed, righteous, strong, bold, courageous, loved. You can do all things through Christ. You're more than a conqueror through Him. So that's why I want you to hear the voice of God by getting into the Scriptures. And I remember at my ordination talking about I am. The ordination, we have the formation directors are there, the bishops there. And there were three of us ordained a priest. This is June 29th, 1991. Three of us were ordained a priest at that particular ceremony. And you're all sitting in the pews with your parents. And what happens is your formation director, that he's a priest, he calls you forward. And they tell you, you know, when they call your name, you normally stand up and you say, present. When I stood up, when he called my name, I stood up and I said, here I am. And what was I saying? Here I am, Lord. Have you ever heard that song? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. So I was saying, here I am, Lord. I don't exist in myself. I'm not here because I think or because I feel. Here I am. I am in you, the great I am. And I come forward to serve you, to worship you, to become a priest. And, you know, that's a beautiful way to start each day. You get up in the morning and you say, oh, I feel so tired. No, you don't say that. Or, oh, I don't feel good today. No, don't say that. Or, oh, I feel depressed and emotional today. No, you get up and you say, here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. You don't say, I'm present. No, here I am. And that's a wonderful way to start because you exist in the great I am. So I want to tell you that you can hear from God, of course. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and you can hear the voice of God. I asked people, I was preaching in Sacramento one time on this this whole phrase. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. So I want to encourage you to know that you can hear from God. Not just the Pope, not just me, not just religious people. You can hear from God. God created you. You exist in the great I am. So therefore, you are worthy of hearing God's voice. Well, I was preaching about my sheep hear my voice. And so I have a Facebook page and I asked the people, I have over 500 people that follow on the Facebook page. I asked the question, do you hear from God and how? And it's interesting. I got over 30 responses from different people. People said, yes, I hear from God. One said a Bible study, as they study the scriptures in a group, they hear from God. One person said prayer. Through prayer, I hear from God. And prayer isn't just speaking, remember, it's listening. Nature, I hear from God. I remember I went to the Grand Canyon one time. And I stood on the precipice of the Grand Canyon, first time ever, got goosebumps. If you know my teaching, that's the Holy Spirit, that's the glory. And as I stood there and I looked out at the vast expanse, I heard from God. I didn't hear a word, but I heard from God. Wow. The scriptures say that when you look up at the stars in the heavens, they speak without even saying a word. You just have to have the ears to hear. So other people talked about people. You can hear from God from people. Your conscience, that's what the church teaches, that our conscience, God's voice, this is right from the catechism, God's voice echoes in the depths of our conscience. And I always say, let your conscience be your guide, because God speaks through your conscience. And then other people talked about they hear from God from reading books, music, dreams. See, there's so many voices in our world today. And I want to tell you, when I talk about hearing from God, don't think, you know, maybe like a TV show, God's voice comes in a big audible way. You know, God's voice isn't like that anyway. Whenever I project God's voice, I always talk very gently and very calmly Sometimes you may hear a woman's voice, very gentle, very calm, because God isn't mean and he's not harsh. I love what it says about Jesus in the gospel. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not quench. But his voice will be heard and he will make justice prevail throughout the land. Moses heard God's voice point blank, and we can too through the scriptures. But most of the time it's mediated, as I said, through the Bible, through people, through nature, through your conscience. So don't be looking to hear voices per se. Look rather to become sensitive to the impressions and the movement of God deep within your being. And it's amazing how you can be led by the Holy Spirit. So I want to tell you that there's many voices in our world today. TV and radio, we hear all of these, but we're bombarded by voices nowadays. Newspapers, telephone, internet, pollsters and politicians, critics. And a lot of this, unfortunately, are negative voices. Now, remember, I gave you a quiz a little while ago. You know, what's the voice of God? I can't or I can. It's a no-brainer. You know, the voice of God never comes through negativity. Although God could if he wanted to. God knows how to write straight with crooked lines. But God's voice is always positive. So, you know, when you're waking up in the morning and you say, oh, I feel tired. I feel depressed. That's not the voice of God. The voice of God is, I am strong. I am able. I am more than a conqueror. So tune into that voice. Speak that voice. Remember, you exist in God. You're swimming in God. You don't exist in yourself. You know, I love to listen to the radio, especially rock and roll. And I hear the song by Linda Ronstadt. You know, Linda Ronstadt's a great singer, and I'm not, you know, lambasting her in any way. But she had a song out years ago called, I'm No Good, I'm No Good. No, you're no good, you're no good. Baby, you're no good. I said, I don't want to listen to that. I changed the station. Because what I'm saying is, we have to be careful of the negative voices that surround us. And if you want to really listen to the voice of God, you got to tune in to the positive voices that we have. I remember one time I was driving down the road, and God can speak to you in any way, shape, or form. I was driving down the road one time. This is in Sacramento, probably about 20 years ago, early on in my priesthood. I see this billboard just by the side of the road. And the billboard said, expand your influence. And it was like, oh, that hit me so hard. It was a word from God working through that billboard for me. And you know what? I've never forgotten that. That word at that moment in my life as I've driving down the road has helped me to live with passion, helped me to write books, produce for radio, produce for TV. God told me way back early on in my ministry, Cedric, expand. Your influence, what I have, what I'm speaking through you is so great, expand it. I remember early on, you know, this changed my life. You know the vision of Pentecost. It says that your young people will see visions and your old people will dream dreams. You're never too young to have a vision and you're never too old to dream a dream. And I had a dream where God literally spoke to me. Many of you are familiar with my near-death experiences. And I had this amazing experience with God. And I heard in the depths of my being when I was with God, and this is what God told me. Cedric, be the best you can be. Make your life significant. And that's a word for you, because I believe that God speaks through TV programs too. Be the best you can be. The best parent, the best student, the best priest, the best deacon, the best sister, whatever your call is in life. Be the best that you can be and make your life significant. That's why I always tell people, and that's why I love this program, don't just live, live with passion. So let me wind this up now and tell you that, you know, one of the places that you can hear the voice of God is through good TV programs. That's why I'm so thankful that you tuned into the program today. And I believe that you've heard the voice of God. You've got a little bit of work to do. And what's that work? Read the scriptures. Read what it says about you. Instead of going by your feelings, you exist in the great I am. You exist in God. You exist not just in your feelings and in your thoughts, but in God we live and move and have our being. So realize that you are strong. You are anointed. You are called. You are blessed. You are chosen. And don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Bezania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live with passion.